This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Always love to know what you're thinking. I really do. I mean that sincerely. We may not be on the same page. It's really funny because when we have guests on like that, they hesitant to disagree with me. First of all, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So it's not like if you do that, I'm going to get mad at you and call you an idiot. You know, secondly, I want open conversation. I'm not Facebook or Twitter or any of those guys. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to know how you came about with the thought process that you have. I mean, seriously, kind of boring if everybody was like me, right? I have nobody to fight with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. So, you know, this stuff just never stops. And I did a little bit of a story the other night. And mainstream media is constantly screaming at Trump about him being a liar, right? The guy can't find the truth. Won't tell the truth. Can't find the truth. If you put it in a paper bag, mark it with truth, put it in his hands, he still wouldn't know it was truth. And they just won't quit. But when it comes to their side, they cover it up. I mean, some of you guys are old enough to remember this. I love this example. It's, if you guys remember the show Love American Style, right? And this one of the shows, the guy's wife comes home, he's in bed with another woman. And she's like, what are you doing? And he says, what? Now, during this time, he and his the person he's having an affair with is getting dressed, and he's denying, like, she's not seeing what she's seeing. And then the other woman leaves, he sits in the chair, and he opens up the newspaper, and she's like, what are you doing? You need to explain yourself. He goes, look, I don't know what you're talking about. When you came in here, you started yelling at me. You interrupted my reading here, but I don't even know what you're talking about. Are you hallucinating? Maybe it was too much heat. Maybe you didn't have enough water today. And at the end of all that, she was like, well, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Which is exactly what goes on with mainstream media. They keep telling you what you're seeing, what you're hearing is not true. What we're telling you is true. And when Trump calls them fake news, when Trump is calling them out and they get all nervous because he's poking, no, you're causing the problem yourself. I mean, it's like these spoiled teenagers who get in trouble after they steal something from you or they take money or they go to some place. Can I borrow the car? We're all going to the library tonight. And then you find out they went to a dance somewhere. They were drinking and got an accident. And your teenager says to you, well, if you didn't let me use the car, I wouldn't have gotten the accident. It's your fault. This is how these people act on a regular basis. So Lenny Davis is undercutting the key claims made in the Steele. He's back at the Steele dossier, right? Despite saying in April that the dossier was substantially verified. Now he's saying not so much, right? And when he did an interview at a radio station back in April, And he said, if the dossier was funded by Democrats, it should have been disclosed. But on your side, the facts of the dossier so far have been substantially verified, Davis said. All of the contacts in Europe are seen by intelligence agencies, reported by Christopher Steele, between people associated with the Trump campaign have been verified. Now he's saying, not so much. He may have misspoke. Right? This was all over CNN. And what does CNN come back with? Is it being pressured by the president and others? They fire back at Trump when Trump starts calling them out. And what CNN says, make no mistake, Mr. President, CNN does not lie. Oh, come on. We've seen the tapes that you guys tactfully edited. I'm trying to be nice. I shouldn't be, but I'm trying to be nice. The audio that was tactfully edited. I mean, we can go through a whole list of stories that you told that you either had to back away from or you just simply stopped reporting on them. That was your way of backing away from them. They go on to say, we report the news. We report when people in power tell lies. CNN stands by reporting and our reporters. There may be many fools in this story, but Carl Bernstein is not one of them. But here's the problem. Bernstein knows it's not true. Right? But CNN's still going to stand behind it. He goes through the whole thing. It is just amazing to me that that's the stand they're taking. The stand that they're taking is that if CNN says it, if one of their people says it, it's truth no matter what. If Trump says it, it's a lie no matter what. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of, you know, I'm watching people write emails to me, sending me messages. Look, here's the deal. Here's how this works. Whether you're an Obama hater, Trump hater, whatever. We'll just talk about the haters. If you hate Trump, you think he's a despicable, nasty guy, it will not matter what the man says. It won't matter what he does. I asked somebody who was a hater of his, and I said, you know, you guys can't find anything that the man has done right. He said, because he hasn't done anything right. I said, okay, so signing a bill that would allow vets to go to local hospitals when they can't get the service within 3 hours of their home, that's terrible. He said, no, that's a good thing. I said, but you just said he didn't do anything good. Either you're an imbecile or you're disingenuous. Which is it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, like I said, it is a pleasure. Listen, producer Tammy said, Messina, you need to clear some things up here. So, Lanny Davis, many of you, I take for granted that you guys have a high IQ and you'll know who Lanny Davis is. She said, you don't know who knows what and how. Right? So, Lanny Davis was a lawyer and spokesman for, he still is, I guess, for Michael Cohen. Okay? And he's openly copped a misleading journalist. And he's admitted to making false statements. Now, it's right from the horse's mouth. So he gave CNN misleading information, but CNN refuses to say, yeah, you know, I guess we were duped. Right? And he's been slammed by many. Now, Lenny's been slammed. So has CNN. But been slammed by many about printing his stuff without knowing whether it's true or not. And my question is, if this is true, if he openly, as an attorney especially, if he openly knew, if he openly misleaded not just journalists, but the news, the press as a whole, why should we trust him anymore? Why should he be allowed the kind of access to news that he has anymore? Right? I mean, he, again, on TV, with his own lips, he said, look, he shouldn't have confirmed a report from Cohen. It was misleading about the Trump Tower meeting. Now, all of that may not have happened. Are we serious? And then yet, when you think about this, when you think about all of this, Trump was the liar, right? He was the guy lying. Isn't that wonderful? It's like I said, it never stops. Why they feel like if you've got the right product, if you're doing the right thing, you've got the truth on your side, why lie? Put it out there. Let the American people figure it out on their own. Before I go to the phones, just a brief reminder of how the Dems operate.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. Today's subject is a white guy named Black. Hugo Black was a man who hated black people. And he didn't just hate them. Hugo Black was a member of the KKK in Alabama in the 1920s. He was a lawyer and became famous for defending Klansmen in court for murdering black people. In one famous case, a Klansman named Stevenson had allegedly murdered a white Catholic priest in Birmingham who was there to help black people. And Hugo Black defended Stevenson, stacking the jury with KKK members. Black was seen to make Klan gestures to the jury during the trial, and his client was found not guilty. Hugo Black used this case as part of his campaign for the Senate in 1926, calling for KKK votes and running as a Democrat. While serving in the Senate, Hugo Black filibustered against an anti-lynching law. Want more, my infidel friends? In the 1940s, KKK member Hugo Black was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America by FDR, a president who famously said on many occasions he would never, ever, ever have his photograph taken with a black man. Like they say on that network, the more you know. Tune in, great moments in Democrat racist history.
And the gift that keeps on giving. History just as amazing. This is why I've always said the Democrats want control of that interweb thing so they can scrub it. There's too much of this stuff out there. And they right now they fight it by saying it's a lie. It's not a lie. The truth is the truth. History is history. And yeah, you can fudge it and play with it and all that other stuff, but let's be real. Enough with the switching parties, enough with all that garbage. The bottom line with it is the racists are not the Republicans. All right, we've got a frequent caller, David from San Francisco. Always appreciate his calls. David, thanks for calling tonight.
Well, how are you, Joe?
Good.
Yeah, there's I actually, I'm a Green Party member, so I don't, people try to claim I'm some kind of liberal.
No, whatever. Yeah, you are.
Scientific,
I mean,
right? So yeah. When you start looking at, I've told you before that this whole thing is about organized crime, and the investigations of Trump started long, long ago. People in New York City knew he was organized crime 40 years ago. You remember when he tried to get his casino in Atlantic City, they refused. New Jersey Gambling Commission yanked his permit. And he was allowed to own the building, but the casino was a different ownership. So they rented space in Trump Towers in Atlantic City, but he was the landlord, but he was not the casino owner. Was it Fat Tony Salerno gave him 15 limousines to use at his for his personal business? 15 limousines when they were going to 100.
So let me ask you. So you think that's You think for some of those New York businessmen and elected officials, you think that's abnormal behavior, or do you think that was, like, very common?
To be given 15 casinos, or excuse me, 15 limousines?
Well, to be given all kinds of stuff.
That's pretty unique.
Oh, okay.
You know, 15 limousines, that's very unique. You don't, over 100 grand a piece, you know, they gave him $1.5 million, right? No, Trump was organized crime 40 years ago. The people in New York City knew it, but nobody, you know, I agree that the media is a bunch of lying cowards because they didn't warn us during 2015, during 2016, that this guy was organized crime. And when you start to see the cowardice in Congress, especially the cowardice in the Republicans right now, because they're being like Fat Tony is coming up to them saying, I'm going to stick a knife in your throat if you don't support Trump. You know, these guys are, it's pretty obvious they're scared to death. And in fact,
well, Dave, what I find sometimes when you call it, that it's kind of, it's all about Trump, and Trump is the only guy that's done anything wrong. Were you as upset when Harry Reid, I mean, here's a guy that we can openly prove that he was helping the mob.
If Jimmy did it, I'm not going to say it's good for
Tony. But my point is this, you make it sound like Trump is the only guy that, and I don't, I got to tell you something. I don't believe he's as heavily involved in the mob as you do, but that's beside the point. But it seems like whenever the others are doing these kind of things, we brush it aside. It's only Trump lately that seems to get everybody's ire up.
Again,
and I don't care what it is.
If Jimmy did it, I'm not saying it's good for Johnny to do it.
That's what I want to hear, though. I want to hear the argument across the board. I am sorry I ate up much of your time. We got to go for a break. Thanks for calling in. I'm Joe Bastidio, your host, just in the real time. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was an American hero.
I hope that he stands as a lesson for all of us.
Senator John McCain, lying in state in a rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. People stood on the side of the road to salute the hearse carrying his flag-draped casket to the rotunda. McCain's wife Cindy and 7 children attended a short service where the senator was remembered fondly. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey paid tribute to him, saying he had the same type of strength and determination as his 106-year-old mother, Roberta.
You raised a remarkable son, and we are truly blessed that you are among us still. When we look to you, there's no doubt where John McCain inherited his determination, resilience, and tenacity. It was built into his DNA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I very much appreciate the time. You know, you heard the last caller, and he's pretty much a regular, and I appreciate it. Even though we're not on the same page, I appreciate people calling in. And this thing with Trump being a... being the mob, or being the mafia, what have you. Look, here's the reality. For people who are on the West Coast, or from the West Coast, I don't think you always get it. You know, if you're talking about New York, Chicago, even Boston, to not do business at a time in these big cities when you need permits, you need the Teamsters, you need, and if you think you're going to get away with doing absolutely no business with the mob in some way, that doesn't mean you have to be, because you're building a building, they have to get to throw bodies in the foundation and you keep pouring the cement and say nothing. That's not what it's about. If you're dealing with the mob, if you're doing business with the mob in New York and you got buildings or what have you, it's about using their people. It's about using their contractors. That's what it's all about. They're going to tell you what you're going to pay, what as far as they're concerned, what prevailing wage is. And you're just going to go, yes, sir, and pay the prevailing wage. You know what's going to happen? Your permits are going to get stuck forever. You're not going to get your building built. And, yeah, you can be the tough guy, and you can stand strong, and you can dig your heels in, and then 8 or 9 or 10 years later, when the judge that they have in their pocket finally retires, you might have a shot at getting that permit. I'm not saying it makes it right. Don't take any of this to mean that. You've heard me talk about the mafia, not in happy terms. Right? And so what they do when they paint these records, when you go reading and looking, they say, well, Trump's record of repeated social and business dealings with mobsters and swindlers and other crooks. You know, the difference is, can you imagine, in this utopian world, can you imagine for a minute that anybody printing CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, whatever, all those alphabet soup networks, can you imagine any of them ever printing anything that was a legal activity that Obama might have done? Can you imagine that? No. They were tripping over themselves. If you recall, some of you have short memories, if you recall mainstream media was actually sending Hillary stories for approval to post. Think about that. Her communications directors were approving actual news stories from major publications across the country. Unheard of. They would never do that for Trump. They would never even tell him that, you know, in an hour we're posting a story about. They wouldn't do that. But they want to nail him. They want to find a way to nail him. They have actual proof now that the Chinese were continually in a continual mode of hacking and getting Hillary's emails, and nothing will come out of it. Because the current DOJ or FBI, they're not going to go after her. But Trump, whole different animal. Because he doesn't play by the rules. Again, I'm not infatuated with him for those of you who are listening. All right? I mean, I don't hate the guy. I don't even dislike the guy. I think he's doing his job. I think he's doing what he believes is right for America. Not for a minute, though. I think he's doing what he thinks is right for Trump. Otherwise, he'd be out of there already. You don't need this aggravation. You know, and I love how they name everybody, you know, how bad Trump is and who he's hanging out with and what he's doing. Yet, see, this is what I'm talking about. And they'll say, well, what do you bring up the past for? Because if you approved of it 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 4 years ago, then you should approve of it now. Why were they hiding pictures? Why was Obama's communication team hiding pictures of him being with Louis Farrakhan? Why were they doing that? If they thought it was okay, then they would have published them, would they not? They had them. They told people they couldn't publish them. And the press was complicit in not doing it. So there's only two answers here. Right? Why would Obama hang around with a guy like that if he thought it was wrong? And if they didn't think it was wrong, why didn't they publish it? Because simple. They were being deceitful. It's really that simple, isn't it? If you really believe what you're... So, again, I say, why was it that the Jesse Jacksons and all of them were in love with Trump before he said he was going to run for president? And even then, when they thought it was a joke, they thought he had no chance, they were still okay with it. They were just kind of giggling and laughing it off like it was no big deal. But then when it looked like it was close, then when it looked like it was going to happen, all of a sudden it all changed. Right? There's a whole story you can go find. You can find all kinds of stories about Trump. But and funny, because you can't find many about Obama. And it's not because none of that stuff happened. You know, I love to joke about this stuff, right? When we had 16 people running for president, we knew about all their high school escapades, their finance. We knew everything about all 16 candidates running for president on the Republican side. But when Barack Obama ran for president twice and all through his presidency, we couldn't even find out who he was dating in high school. We had people that supposedly went to the same colleges, took the same classes he did, and never saw him. But they were lying, he wasn't. This is what I mean. This is a delusional thing where they're holding him up as a god. There's no other way to look at this. When somebody can do no wrong and you can find no fault in anything they're doing, they're like God status to you. So I again, it's not a matter of me bringing up the past and say, well, yeah, well, he did it. No, I'm not talking about him doing it. Here's what I'm talking about. If you disapprove of Trump for doing something that you approved of, that Billy Bob did, that Obama did, that anybody else sit in the same position before, then you're a hypocrite. And your opinion doesn't matter. It's the same across the board, right? You equality fighters, it's the same. If you're outraged at Trump, you should have been outraged at Bill Clinton. You should have been outraged at Obama. If you're happy that Obama did it and Trump does the same thing, then you should give him kudos at the same time. It's your hate that keeps it from happening. And frankly, it's your hate that's going to make you sick. It's your hate that's going to ruin your health. You know, some of you, yeah, I'll switch gears. Otherwise, I'm going to make myself nuts. Not that I'm not already there, right? Some of you, you know, Facebook... Again, back on the Facebook kick. Sorry, it's just the way it is. You know, we figured we were past some of this religious persecution stuff, right? And one of the guys that's, like, on this, like, white on rice is Todd Starnes. I love looking at his page, and even sometimes when I can catch his show, yes, even when I can catch his show, I listen to it. I like listening to his show as well. But he posted up a piece. Yes, a God piece. Oh, my God. Right? And he's now, I don't know how he's doing it. I'd love to find out. He says he receives daily notifications from his readers that Facebook blocks our content from the news feeds. He said, we have over 260,000 followers, but truly only a handful of you are actually seeing any of the content that we're posting. But again, I want to be clear. This is Joe speaking. Facebook says it doesn't block this stuff, right? So, the Facebook, Todd put up a post of something that we've talked about a dozen times, which is California, Dems are pushing a bill that we're saying will ban the Bible, but it won't ban the Bible. It might eventually work its way into that, but there are things that the Bible states that are now against or part of hate speech here in California. So there's certain things you won't be able to sell. So he puts up a piece about that. Facebook removes it, saying, we remove this post because it looks like spam to us. If you did post this and you don't believe it's spam, please let us know. Right? Like, oh, we made a mistake. It's truly you and it's okay. Good. Yeah, we'll put it up. Right? So Todd replies to them. Thanks for letting us know about the post. We'll try to take another look to check if it goes against our community standards and send you a message here in your support inbox. Right? And what do they come back with? No, you can't post it because it's like hate speech. Just nuts. I'll tell you more about this at the end of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Thought that was funny, did you? It's because we're good with a knife. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to help out, head over to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Click on Patreon to become a member of the team. You know, a few bucks a month. Skip one coffee. All you got to do is skip one coffee. And, you know, you give that to me. Give me your coffee money. One day. I know, you'll be a raving lunatic, but you'll enjoy it. Anyway, I always appreciate when you guys are involved and engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, become part of the live chat room. You can buy my coffee mug, my book, my T-shirts, all kinds of fun stuff up there for you to purchase. And every nickel, every dime, every nickel helps. And, again, God bless and appreciate what you do for us. All right. So some of you, you know, we're talking about what's going on when it comes to, you know, the fight for your religious freedoms. They're not over. You know, I mean, and really, truly, some of these people in places, you know, when you have a lot of power and a lot of money, and I'm not saying everybody's like this, but really, when you have a lot of money, why do you need God, right? I mean, this is what some of them are thinking. God didn't do this. I did this. Yeah, I know God didn't give you any talent, but whatever. But you know, when you get involved in this, and there are many businesses, I know many businessmen, there are Christian businessmen, some of them go sideways. And I know, like I said, I know many of them. And even in my own life, I can tell you the times when I turned my back on God and when I was in with God, if you would. You can tell. You can sense it, your business, in your personal life and what have you. And I watch some of these guys, like I said, they go sideways because they no longer pay attention. They're no longer doing what they're doing for the right reasons. And now you got people like Zuckerberg and Facebook and Twitter and Google. And you hear these guys talking, you see what they write, you see what they are God. In their mind and world, they are God. I mean, I can't verify this. I've read articles where Zuckerberg has basically allegedly said that, you know, there's no need for God anymore because you have Facebook. Facebook is your church. It's your community. It shows you that he doesn't really understand what God is all about. He really doesn't understand what church and community means. You know, Facebook, for most intents and for most reasons, if you would, is nothing more than the local bar room, right? You go and talk to your buddies, your friends, you're doing whatever. Church is not a social gathering, if you would. To be built up and learn and understand even more about God and go out and show other people the love of God. That's what it's for. Anyway, where was I? So Todd Starnes has been posting, you know, pieces on Facebook, and as he says, and we all say, and it's so true, social media is cracking down on conservative contents. You know, there's no way for us to make sure you get the information. You know, there is a way to make sure that you get some of it, and that is, I don't see why you need a reminder every day, but if you sign up for our email blast, not our mail blast, we don't mail anything out, our email blast, we'll let you know what's coming up, what shows are coming up, and when. But, you know, again, if you sign up for it, you go to the website, you sign up for it, and you'll get one every day. You'll get an email every week that'll let you know what's coming up, show times, and that kind of stuff. So Facebook, again, as I was saying in the last segment, Todd put up a piece about a new California law that could hurt Christians. And Facebook pulled it down as being spam. And then even when he challenged it, they came back and they basically said, you know what, we took another look at your post, and it really doesn't go against our community standards, so we've restored it, we're sorry, but you still can't find it. Or it's hard to find. So the funny thing about all this is the fact that they pulled it down as spam, even though it came from his place. Came from his page, falls in line with most of what he writes. It's right in line with but it had God in there. Can't have the God thing. Very uncomfortable. Facebook is free to censor or shadow ban or block because they own the website. They pay the bills. It's their platform. You're in their house. Right? But when you see that Facebook specifically targets gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables, if you would, it's irritating. You know, the one thing I said, I don't believe in hate speech. Don't get me wrong here. But shouldn't we decide that? Shouldn't we decide what we want to watch, what we want to listen to, what we want to hear? You know, I left my mother 3,000 miles away, so I wouldn't be told what to do. Todd says that he received a message from a reader who was banned from sharing a column that he had written, and the column was about the California Democrats cracking down on churches and Christian counselors. Now, you guys will send us notes sometimes that you can't find a story or you can't get to the website or you're not being told anymore that the show's coming up. And we appreciate that, but you know what? Frankly and honestly, there's nothing we can do about it. There really isn't. So Congress takes and that's a slippery slope too. How many of you raise your hand, I'll watch. How many of you really want Congress coming up with a way to force social media to do certain things? Not to pull pages down. Do you really have that much confidence in them to do the right thing, to word it in such a fashion that it won't kill everybody? Right? That the Dems won't find a way around it, or somebody won't find a way around it? It's just scary to think about how much power you or we or us-ins want to hand over this kind of power to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I told you guys, won't be able to do this much longer, but I am running for office in the local area. And I've set up a group of co-hosts or guest hosts, including Kimberly Marin, that are going to fill in for me from time to time when I have to be at an event or do something. And I believe you guys will enjoy it. I think you'll have a good time. And it's what I admonish you to do. You know that, on a regular basis. I admonish you to go out there and get involved in local politics. Now, whether you want to run or don't want to run, find the candidate you can get behind. Find the candidate that you know will do the job, will stay the course, if you would. Will make, and I know I shouldn't steal one, especially one of George Bush's lines. But we'll actually take the time. We'll beat the pavement. We'll do the right thing. And then help support them. And I don't mean just get them elected. Once you get them elected, hold your feet to the fire. Once you get them elected, make sure you go there from time to time to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And when they need your help, go help them. We conservatives, we Christians on a regular basis, we get people elected. We go, now, go do what I want you to do. Go do what you said you were going to do. But, you know, in most cases, you know, think of the nightmare in Congress, let alone even with your local school boards, water boards, city councils. You're one of five votes. If you're in California, most boards are made up of five. You're one of five. I got to convince two other people that I'm right. I've got to get two other people on my page. And sometimes that only takes place when people show up. When they see that you're not the nut job, right, that you have other people that are there, that other people in the community that want to show up and let people know, you know, what the truth is and what they need to be doing, and that there are other people that agree with you. Otherwise, you're just one lone voice. You may have 10,000, 15,000 people that voted for you. But when you're sitting in that dais, when you're sitting up with your other members, you're only one vote. So bear that in mind as you're helping somebody get elected. Bear that in mind before you rip apart somebody that you've elected and they're not doing or what you perceive needs to happen isn't actually happening. You know what I'm saying? It really starts at the local level, people. It really starts. You've heard me say this before if you've been listening to the show for any period of time. Nobody wakes up on a Tuesday morning or a Wednesday morning and says, I'm going to run for Congress this year. It doesn't happen that way. Some people get the bug for it. You know what I'm saying? But something happens to one of their kids or somebody else's kid, and they decide they're going to run for school board because they think they can make a difference. And they're really to work at making a difference. Or they see something going on in the city. Maybe it's too much building going on. They think they can make a difference, so they run for city council. And then they get the bug for government. And then they run for higher offices, state assembly, state aldermen, or state senators, whatever you have in your state. And then they want to move on to be congressmen and senators. Are they doing the job? Are they doing what you sent them for? And if they're not, why in God's creation are you carrying the banner for them, their signs, when they run for higher office? You're helping to create the nightmare. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with us. You know what? Be safe. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.